Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 24 March 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are so glad you're with us. And folks, I do mean that. Seriously, I say it every night. But I really, truly mean it. I do. And I'll tell you right now, our guest, we couldn't connect with our guest tonight. I don't know why. He's out of country, by the way, but we couldn't get the call to go through, so forgive us for not having a guest on. We were going to discuss something I haven't talked about for a long time, the Illuminati, what's really going on, who's in it, what's going on there, but it didn't work out. But we couldn't get through to him, so tonight, it'll be you and me. I got several things I want to share with you, and I definitely want you to call and share with me. Now, our phone number to call in has changed. We no longer have a toll-free number. They kicked us off of it. I don't know the reasons why. Probably because politically correct speech for myself and maybe others out there on Global. So I have no idea what happened, but we're off of it. So I got another number. Get a pen, get ready to write it down and give it to you. It's not toll free, but you still call and talk to us. Okay. Tonight's program, we'll be open for phone calls as always. And I hope you'll call and share your thoughts with us. It is, of course, Monday already. This will be the last full week of March. Going into April, the next week, as you know, we'll be going up to Wisconsin, Lord willing, to join some speakers up there like Pastor Art Pulaski. I'm anxious to shake that man's hand and give him a hug. I truly am. We're going to see Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Coach Dave, Don Wolf, Scott Shera, Dr. Mike Spalding, and, of course, get to meet Rob Pugh also with the Wisconsin Christian News. And, folks, if you don't subscribe to the Wisconsin Christian News online, it's free. They also send out hard copies. It is the biggest and best Christian newspaper, bar none. It truly is. If you want to join us at the conference, if you want to talk to Rob or anybody about getting the paper, just call 715-486-8066. That's 715-486-8066. If you can come and join us, folks, the first weekend of April, that would be wonderful. It truly would be. Love to have you. And I do sincerely mean that. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to bring on a guest named Dustin Nemos. We're going to discuss some things about, it makes people mad, I'm sure. About Trump, you may not want to hear, but we're going to discuss it anyway. And Wednesday night, we're going to have a lady on. Name of Diana Ketterman, who lives right here, by the way, in West Virginia, discussing the Noah Hyde laws that have been signed in by the president, not just Trump, but Bush and others. Just a matter of time they try to enforce them. So we'll discuss those because I think they're important to know what's going to lead to. We're doing our best, I promise you, to get the truth out on all issues. Folks, we're living in very deceptive times. Confusing times. Maybe not to you, but to me, they're confusing. There's nothing ever simple anymore. Nothing is easily done and accomplished. It's a constant turmoil of trying to figure out what to do, who to talk to. You have to go through a bunch of robots, talk to a real individual, try and get things worked out and explained, and it's getting more complicated every day. So we're trying our best to get the truth out to you on every issue, because every issue concerns us. We're still in this world. We're not of this world. We shouldn't be. If we are, we're not of Christ. But we are in the world. We've got to accept the fact that we're here and going to be here till our Father calls us home, and it's not going to be through some pre-trib rapture. Get over that idea. It's not going to happen. I used to believe it too. Used to defend it with everything in me till I started reading the Bible and what it truly said. Dispensationalism was my key thermometer or barometer or guide for many years as a Christian. But I got to looking into things that were taught, they didn't fit Bible. I know it's hard for people to accept that. It really is. I know it is. But I can't help it. And since I've settled down in the Scriptures, begin studying the Word of God to understand more of the truth and know who we are in Christ as born-again believers, and also as Israel, as described in the Bible, as who the U.S. is, and other European nations. Once I settled down to that, the Bible opened up to me like a brand new book. And I've offered a teaching I did several months ago now on American prophecy, 3 hours long, along with a little book we send with it and an outline we use to teach it from. Once you understand that, you'll know what's going to happen in the United States, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, who's going to be involved and what's going to happen after we're hit and after as we're being hit and after we're being hit. You know what the Bible says about this. Folks, it's happening, and I can't do anything about that. It's prophecy. All I can do is try to warn people. If they won't believe it, they can. If not, then that's their choice, of course. As I said many times already, whether you like Trump or not, whether you like Biden or not, doesn't change the fact that they're in office. And every one of them, since I've been alive and before, folks, if you believe that God is truly sovereign, then no one gets an office that surprises him. It does not surprise him. No one gets an office, no one does anything that he doesn't know about. If he does know about what's happening in the world, he's not God. It's just that easy. It's not complicated. If anything takes him by surprise, then he's not God. He's not sovereign. So yes, Trump is in. And he will ultimately do, what our Creator and our God has ordained him to do. I know people don't want to hear that and believe that, and no, he will not save his country. He may do some things that will help us in some ways. But folks, believe me, you can take this to the bank and you can believe what you want to. Within a year or so or less, we're going to see things change in this country and the world that's going to shake us to our core. And that's the truth. Prophecy is being fulfilled every day, and Trump was put in office to fulfill further prophecy. I know what the evangelical church thinks about Trump, they're ever Trumpers. No matter what happens, they'll back him up, and no matter what happens, they'll back Israel. No matter what happens, they'll back what they've been told by the preachers for years. Like I used to teach also, so I'm not throwing stones. I don't have a right to throw stones. I don't have the credentials to throw stones at anybody because I come from the same place. If the Lord allows, I'm going to do a teaching when I'm in Wisconsin on being born again or being deceived. And how can you know you're born again? I'm not going to get into that tonight. But we've been so long, so many times taught in easy believism, just say you believe in God and Jesus and you're okay. Obviously, that's not Bible. But nonetheless, most of the churches have accepted that fact, especially the Baptist churches. And how do I know that? Because I belonged to one for years. And they think once you say that and come to the altar, everything's fine no matter what. That's why the church is easily deceived. Now, I want to show you a few things here, folks, that might get your eyes open to some facts that you may want to consider. And by the way, here's the phone number you can call now. I'll take phone calls in about 15, 20 minutes, as always. Here's the number. 717-300-1698. That's 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. The number to call in if you want to call and talk to me. But I want to just share seven actions that NATO countries are taking that I think should get our eyes open to what's really coming in the near future. It's something really big's on the way. Now, these are facts brought in through a gentleman I really enjoy reading his articles and talking to him time and time. His name is Michael Snyder. But I'll share this first fact before going further from another source I have that we're discussing bombing Iran, probably, if not next month in May. That's what Trump said, not me. I will tell you this. Now, I don't know the details yet. When I get them, I'll let you know. Iran has got a weapon that we don't know about. It could be a game changer, a huge game changer. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's something nuclear or what it is, but they've got something that they have for backup in case we go into to visit them, I guess you say. We already have battle fleets heading for that area in the Middle East. It's not looking good, folks. I do believe that Trump will have us in a world war before we know it, and maybe it will start in the Middle East. But let me just share some with you some things that are happening right now in the war mode. France is going to distribute a 20-page survival manual that instructs citizens what to do if a full-blown war erupts. That's right. The French government is also telling the citizens to leave Iran immediately. They're going to put out a 20-page survival manual when in case a full-blown war erupts. And they're telling their people to leave Iran immediately. It is being reported that military planners in the UK have ordered special forces units to get ready to send to Ukraine. That's right. Turkey has announced that it would also be willing to deploy troops to Ukraine if needed. The Russians have already stated that they will never accept NATO troops in Ukraine under any circumstances. So why are these nations preparing to send troops anyway? Question. Good question. Huh? Poland is preparing for a showdown with Russia by drafting or conscripting every adult male from military training. Poland is going to draft every adult male in their nation for military training. Number six, the Baltic states are jointly constructing a massive defense line that includes 600 bunkers, tank ditches, dragon's teeth, and rocket systems. Number seven, in a letter that was delivered to the Iranians, Donald Trump has given Iran only 2 months to reach a peace agreement. Now, that's what I said, folks. I said 2 months, April or May. According to Axios, it isn't clear whether the two-month clock begins with the time the letter was delivered or from when negotiations start. Since Iranians have already said that there will be no negotiations, I would assume that the clock started when the letter was delivered. So the good news is that the bombing of Iran will probably not happen next month. But if Trump is serious There's a very good chance that it could happen before the midpoint of this year. Ukrainians keep trying to provoke the Russians into doing something really dramatic. One of these days, the Ukrainians may succeed. Now, folks, I know that's tough news to take, but please understand, it's scriptural. It is fulfilling scripture as we speak. I know it's a little bit scary. I understand that. But look at this side of it. When you see prophecy being fulfilled, that should build your faith that you can trust the Word of God and the one who gave it to us when He gave it to us. We can trust His Word from Genesis to Revelation. It's coming together as we speak. And how do I know America will never be healed? How do I know that? I read it in a book many years ago. I was praying one time and asking the Father in heaven to show us, to show me, will America ever be healed of what she's allowed and done? And I looked in, I was reading the Bible. I don't believe in coincidence, so I don't think this was a coincidence by any means. But in 2 Kings 24, you'll read about Scripture. And you read the Scripture, and verse 4 says something about Manasseh and Jerusalem, Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 4 says this. He said that, this is verse 3, "Shortly at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon." Now, if you think that Judah stands alone on that guilty verdict, and they stand alone on the verdict of no way to be forgiven, and obviously you don't understand Scripture. Of course, our God is no respecter of persons or nations. America has slaughtered a minimum of 60 million babies, but actually closer to 100 million of facts. According to some facts on abortion or murder and babies, and I say abortion, I mean murder, at least 60 million abortions or murders have been committed in the United States since Roe v. Wade passed in 1973. Do you think it's a coincidence that they took God out of public life in 1963 and a decade later they were murdering innocent children? Do you think that was a coincidence? I don't think so. And listen to this. The number of murders, abortions performed in the U.S. actually went up during the first 12 months immediately following their overturning of Roe v. Wade. The average number of abortions, murders performed each month in the U.S. rose in a year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and allowed more than a dozen states to ban the procedure, according to data released on Tuesday from a research group backed by the Society of Family Planning. In 2023, more than a million murders were performed in the United States. That was the first year since 2012 that we've surpassed a 1 million murder mark. So overturning Roe v. Wade maybe brought forth some good laws in some states, but it didn't stop the murder of babies. It didn't happen. Approximately 3,000 Americans lost their lives as a result of the destruction of the World Trade Center towers in 9/11. Every single day, more than 3,000 American babies are killed by abortion. Do you know why God said to Judah he would not pardon that sin of innocent blood? The whole nation was guilty of that sin. Well, we're not here in America. I'm not for it. If we had been Christian enough in 1973 to say we're not going to allow this, if it means taking up arms, then we'll do it. But we didn't, because Caesar said it's okay. And according to most churches, we're supposed to obey Caesar no matter what. So God judged Judah, and God is judging America because the people of America allowed it to happen. I don't care what kind of excuse we make, folks. We allowed the shedding of innocent blood, and payday for America is sure. The number of American babies killed by murder each year, abortion each year, is roughly equal to the number of U.S. military deaths that have occurred in all the wars that the United States has ever been involved in combined. 1 year, 1 year's worth of murdered children equals the death of every soldier killed in every war since America was founded. Approximately 22% of all pregnancies in the United States end in murder. That means that more than one out of every five Americans is killed before they can even start their lives. Do you think God doesn't see that? And do you think His judgment sleeps forever? Are we that naive? Are we that willfully ignorant? 22 out of every 100 children are murdered in the womb in America, even after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Approximately 33% of all pregnancies in New York City end in murder. Today, approximately 80% of all murders are performed within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. 80%. Well, now, some states pass a law after 8 weeks or 10 weeks they can't murder the baby. Why do you think they kill 80% of them before they get to be that age? Murder is not to be allowed at 1 day, 1 minute, or 1 second. In the eyes of God, it's murder no matter the weeks that go by or the days go by. And we actually think in America that we're going to be saved by Trump and his policies. We're that damnably ignorant. The fact that his election is going to slow anything down as far as judgment and prophecy goes. If a state passes a law that bans abortion or murder after 9 weeks or after 12 weeks, they are actually legalizing the vast majority of the murders that already take place. I just read to you. 80% happen within the first 10 weeks. So no matter what the states pass, they're not slowing down hardly at all. Unmarried women account for 88% of all murders in the United States of unborn children. Almost 9 out of 10 are performed by promiscuous women. They want to play the game, but they don't want to pay the price. They want to have the fun, but they don't want to be able to bear what they call burden. Promiscuous women, when I grew up, were called whores. I don't like that, preacher. Well, I can't help it. The Bible calls them whores. Prostitutes, you call them what you want to. That's what they were called. Now we hold them up as something to be admired. I can name names of women that we hold to be admired who are the most whorish women and men in the world. We've gotten to the point that no longer is even close to what we tolerate. We now tolerate open homosexuals and sexual perverts. I used to watch Good Morning America. I can't stand anymore. With Robin on there, Robin, what's your name, and Sam somebody, the weatherman, both of them are homosexual. They're queers, lesbians and homosexuals, sodomites. So I don't watch it. I can't stand it. But see, that's where we are in America. Yet we think of electing a Republican House and Senate, we're going to change anything. Tell me, folks, maybe some things will be done that are better than what would have been the other side. But God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. That's an unchangeable spiritual fact. Pew Research has discovered that 62% of U.S. adults, 62% of U.S. adults think that murder should be legal in all or most cases. A median of 71% of adults, 71% of adults across 24 countries surveyed believe a murder should be legal in all or most cases, while a median 27% believe it should be illegal. So we're outnumbered 71% to 27%. In the United States, where a Supreme Court decision ended the constitutional right to murder last year, 62% of adults say murder should be legal in all or most cases. U.S. support for legal murder has changed in recent years. In Europe, there is widespread agreement that murder should be legal. In nearly every European country surveyed, at least 75% of adults hold this view, including roughly 25% or more who say it should be legal in all cases. Oh, my. According to a survey that was conducted by August 2024, 74% of all women in the United States between the ages of 18 and 49 believe that murder should be legal. Did you hear that? Nearly half of Republican women of reproductive age said murder should be legal in most all cases. Republican women also, folks, remember they used to be the good guys. A Gallup survey found that only 13% of Americans believe that a murder should be illegal in all circumstances. Only 13% believe that murdering children in the womb should be illegal. Let that sink in. How far we have sunk in depravity in my lifetime, in the last 30, 40 years, actually. In 2023, medication murder accounted for 63% of all U.S. murders. Medication murder accounted for just 6% of all murder in 2001. So from 2001 to 2023, medication murder of unborn children went from 6% to 63%. Yeah, the drugs are easy to get now. I realize that. But shouldn't that tell us something? Now women can murder their babies, and no one has to know about it. Let's see, that which is done in secret shall be shouted from the, shall be made known to all. Is that what the Bible says? I think so. The U.S. has done more to promote murder around the world than any other nation. More than 1.5 billion murders have been performed worldwide since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. The total population of the world is currently about 8 billion. So, yeah, it works for population control. That should tickle Bill Gates to pieces. 1.5 billion babies are not here. We could have had a world population of 9.5 billion. We decided to murder 1.5 billion of them. According to the official website of the World Health Organization, there are approximately 73 million murders globally each year. If you multiply that number by 10, you get 730 million abortions or murders in just one decade. I'm going to break. I'll finish at the break, folks. And the phone line's open. It's 717-300-1698.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. And I said the phone line's open. New number, like I said, 717-300-1698. The numbers I'm giving you tonight, these should make us angry. For a lot of reasons. First off, it's happening. Secondly, we let it happen. And thirdly, we're dumb enough to think that we can fix it now. As long as we allow for any reason the murder of an unborn child, God will not heal this land. 2 Kings 24:4 says so. Let's get back to this article. According to the official website of the World Health Organization, I think I read that. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. There are approximately 73 million murders globally each year. If you multiply that number by 10, you get 730 million murders in just one decade. If you multiply that number by 20, you get almost 1.5 billion murders in just two decades. Think about that. Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger, by the way, who was a friend of Hitler, once said the following. The most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. The most merciful thing to do to your family member is to kill them. That's what Margaret Sanger said, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Now, doesn't that sound like a beautiful statement coming from anyone? But can you imagine a woman being that heartless and so callous that she would make such a statement? Now, listen to this. I want to share some more with you. I'm going to take phone calls in a minute, I promise. In a 1922 book entitled Women, Morality, and Birth Control, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger wrote the following. Birth control must lead ultimately to a cleaner race, R-A-C-E. Birth control must lead ultimately to a cleaner race. She was actually teaching murder of black children. She was a huge, I guess you'd call racist today. She wanted murder of children for blacks. I'm telling you the truth. In the United States, Planned Parenthood performs close to 400,000 murders each year. The average salary for the CEO of Planned Parenthood affiliate, the average salary for the Planned Parenthood affiliate is $317,000 a year. Murder is very profitable. Planned Parenthood still receives more than $500 million from the federal government each year. Have you heard them? Have you heard Trump say we're cutting that next week? Have you heard that yet? I haven't. The average cost of a first trimester murder in the United States is typically between $600 and $800. It's very cheap to murder a baby. The average cost of a vaginal birth with no complications in the United States, with no, now folks notice, no complications in the United States is around $13,000. It's a heck of a lot cheaper to murder them. Think about that. You can murder a lot of babies for $600 compared to having one born alive at the cost of $13,000. 30% of all of U.S. women that have murders identify as Protestant and 24% as Catholic. Tissue from murdered babies is often sold and used in various forms of medical research. This next follow is comes from the New York Post. Stomach-churning emails show Planned Parenthood negotiating terms regarding the donation of murdered fetuses for medical murdered babies, I should say, for medical research. The emails discuss baby tissue like any other commodity, such as sugar or rice, nonchalantly negotiating for babies up to 23 weeks old from elective murders. A heavily redacted so-called research plan submitted to the University of California, San Diego, Institutional Review Board, and approved by, in 2018, states scientists wanted 2,500 babies from up to almost 6 months of gestation for experimentation. Folks, how can we do this? How can a nation, that people say they love God, not scream their heads off over this? Decades of relentless propaganda have convinced us that what we are doing is perfectly fine. And every single year, politicians from both parties, political parties that support murder, continue to win election. Our politicians talk about how we need to spread our values to the rest of the world. But what kind of values do we really have when we have such little respect for human life? And I think the Gaza Strip is a good answer there. 50,000 killed in Gaza. And we paid for it. Yeah, we paid for it, folks. We supplied the funds and the ammunition to kill 50,000 people. 95% of them, at least, were innocent bystanders, children and women. And by the way, many of those were Christians. There are many Christians in Gaza. And Christians are not allowed in Israel. Christians are not allowed to live in Israel, at least not in peace. There is no hope for America as long as this mass slaughter of innocent children continues to go on all across the United States. I don't know what else to say, folks. We need to wake up. Most Americans spend their days looking for entertainment, and they live in a haze of a make-believe world. They don't want to think about the unpleasant things. They won't think about everything's going to change for the better. And folks, if we are so naive to think that the murder of innocent children doesn't matter, we're totally, totally insane. I know what I said tonight will make a lot of people uncomfortable and some people mad. But it's the truth. What do you do with it? In the time that we believers started telling Americans what's going on and make a difference with it, in the time we stood up and said enough is enough, in the time that you got angry over these sins of murder of children, sodomy, lesbianism, all manner of evil going on around us, and we say nothing and do nothing. In a time we quit trying to sympathize with evil and try to witness to them, to try to change things, we're never witnessing to a heathen, to an abomination, someone whose mind has become reprobate. He's a waste of time. In the time we understood that, folks, I'm sorry, but if you read the scriptures and Romans chapter 1 especially, you will find out that by the time they turn to their sexual perversion, they're reprobate. I didn't say all of them were, but most of them are. That's why God said, give them to reprobate mind. Now, I know you don't want to hear these things, but I'm telling you the truth because I love you. I love what this country used to be. I love to see my grandchildren and great-grandchildren reared in a nation that once again has somewhat, had a little bit of fear of God in them. But I don't see that happening. And as long as we keep thinking that we can put a man in office that's going to turn this thing around. And I know, but I say, well, he's better than another one. Folks, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I believe it is. Understand that. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, and there's nothing we can do about that except understand the truth and try to change it. But if we don't try to live differently and expose that evil, why would God bless this country? It's not complicated. To tolerate leaven, a little leaven, is to tolerate all sin eventually. What does Scripture say about if you break one of these commandments, you're guilty of them all? We don't live under the law, so to speak, folks, as the Old Testament did. We don't have to sacrifice sheep and goats and cattle. But if we love our Savior, he said, you keep my commandments. And one of them is, thou shalt not commit a murder. Thou shalt not murder. Murder means that you protect innocent life. If we tolerate murder, we're as guilty as those that commit the murder. I've said it, I've used an example many times. People think I'm really mean. I'm not telling the Bible. I'm telling the Bible. If someone comes in my house to murder my wife and I say, well, I can't kill them, I'll just have to let them murder me. It must be God's will. I am guilty of murder myself. Because I let that individual live to go to another house and murder my neighbor. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? To say that I will be murdered because I'm a Christian and I'm not going to resist is to allow that murder to murder somebody else and take innocent life. So we are therefore guilty of murder. Americans, whether you like or not, were guilty of at least 60 million murdered children. Not to mention ones we murdered around the world at our expense with our money, including Gaza. Now, I've told you the truth tonight. I know probably lost listeners. That's so be it. Our donations are slow right now. They'll make a whole lot of difference. If I lose them, I lose them. I'm just telling the truth because I love you. I love my Savior supremely. I love my God. And, folks, I mess up so much. I'm so ashamed of myself when I know that I'm doing wrong, doing it anyway, because that's my flesh fighting me every day. My flesh has been crucified, but it wants to rear its ugly head, and my spirit has to nail it back to the cross, so to speak. I can't have that run in my life, but the flesh is a powerful adversary. And I can't blame it all on the devil, because he didn't make me do it. We sin because we want to. We tolerate sin because we want to. We tolerate sin of murdering children and homosexuality because my nephew is a homosexual. He's gay, and he can't help it. So we tolerate it and call ourselves Christians. Hypocrite is a word for that. Hypocritical is a word for that. Understand, folks, I'm telling the truth tonight. Again, if you don't like it, I guess you'll listen to somebody else. It'll tickle years. I can't do it. I won't do it. Let's go to phones. Like I said, let's start first with Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. You know, if we think about this, what we tolerated yesterday, we are embracing it today.
That's true.
And the church has become so woke. And when you were talking with something earlier, it made me think of something. So I got, pulling some papers out, I found the Deuteronomy prophecies. And in that prophecy, there's a section there that talks about Russia and China and four other nations come into this country, and, well, they take care of business. They take care of God's will is what they're going to do, because we have lost our savor in God. No longer is our sacrifice a pleasing odor to him. But I was just looking at the prophecy here, and he says something about homosexuals in a church. He says something about adultery. Divorce, and he ends it with abortion. And we've tolerated that. And that's how much longer can a sovereign God sit back and let us keep tightening the noose around our neck before he pulls it up on us?
Well, he already is. We're seeing that happen. And, Joe, we're seeing that the judgment of God and the actions we're allowing the Middle East. You know, Trump says he's going to quit supporting Ukraine, and within 10 days, he's back to supporting him again. The man is a liar. He's a political whore. Go ahead.
Well, he's a habitual liar.
He saw that
when he was elected the first time, when he said certain things before he was elected. Then afterwards, he said certain things that are completely contrary.
Well, he's an egotistical narcissist is what he is.
Well, yeah, he is a narcissist, a big-time narcissist. I hate to say this, there's a certain community of churches and faiths in this country, the evangelicals, voted him in, and he bragged about how much they voted him in, and he said to their face, "I'm not a Christian."
Yeah, he did. I want to say this, at least with Biden, he did what he did and he didn't try to hide it. We know he was a sexual deviant. We know he's a pervert. He was a murderer, and he's all for it. We know that. But we knew that about him. Trump is a Trojan horse.
Oh, definitely he's a Trojan horse. I mean, he's a crypto Jew, and most people don't realize that. He if you study history of Adolf Hitler and Donald Trump, you see a certain pattern that Trump is following, almost identical to Hitler. It's a very arrogant, prideful pattern that he's following, which leads to destruction. And we are facing a giant, and yet the church is going to say, well, that's just the government. We'll be okay with it. We'll be raptured out tomorrow. And it's not going to happen. The rapture doesn't exist, folks. It does not. I used to believe in it until I read the Bible, until I read the King James Bible, and my eyes are open big time. But, you know, according to these prophecies, once the government, the two governing parties go at each other, which we already are doing, it says that once we go to that civil war, then Russia and China comes in with a few hosts and several other hosts. And between us and Canada, we're in big trouble.
We are
in big trouble. And, you know, the Lord impressed on me a few years ago, when the Holy Spirit spoke to me one night. He said, when the government fears the church, we have freedom, liberty in Christ Jesus. When the church fears the government, we're in bondage and slavery unto Satan. And when the church loses its fear of God, the Father, Adonai, and Elohim, we're in death and destruction. We're in that right now, but we are in that third part. The church has lost its fear of God.
And I agree.
Replaced it with another theology. It's called replacement theology.
And well, we live in a confusing time because sin causes insanity. You know that.
Oh, definitely.
That's where we are.
And we have allowed insanity to become our God.
Amen.
Because now we run to a man to get a pill.
That's true. We do. Anything else, Joe?
Well, I'm just going to tell everybody, get your spiritual house in order. I'm still working on mine.
Amen.
And, you know, Jesus loves us, but he hates evil, and he sometimes hates those who practice the evil.
That's very true.
And you don't want to be on the wrong end of the stick where Jesus says, I don't know you. I never knew you. We don't want to be there, because there's a lot of Christians today who are in hell. Yes, Christians who are in hell. And they're saying, Lord, I'm not supposed to be here. This is not right. This is not fair. I'm not supposed to be here. And the Lord's going to say, I never knew you.
That's right. That's what Matthew 7 says. But, you know, the Bible tells in the book of Hebrews that the righteous one hates iniquity. But I don't see that being brought out too much today. I got to jump, Joe, but thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you too. Thank
okay.
you, God bless.
All right, folks, the number is 717-300-1698. Let's go to Jan now. Well, Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Before I start, let's get everybody to send donations in, guys. Let's keep Pastor Butch on the air so we can keep getting all this information we need. Keep getting ourselves, you know, closer to God. Listen to our pastor. Make a sense of it somehow or another.
Well, thank you, Jan.
Maybe.
I appreciate that. And thank
you're
you
welcome.
For your help, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I have some more information on what's going on in Europe. We got Lithuania and Poland that are mining their borders. We got four aircraft carriers headed for the Red Sea.
Yes.
We got USS Truman, the Carl Vincent from the United States, the Charles de Gaulle from France, and the Viscount, the INS Viscount from India. They are all headed to the Red Sea. They're all headed to that portion of the world. So I don't know if we're going to have a little bitty war and they're going to cry peace and safety. As soon as that happens, boom, everything
well, you know,
goes.
I'm sure you remember,
Dr. Whether we're already at the boom part.
Yeah, that's, I agree. I'm sure that you remember Dr. Bill Deagle.
I think I do, yeah.
He was on the radio a long time. He passed away a few years ago. But he said one time in one of his broadcasts, he told me this too, that when we go into Iran, he had a vision. Now, well, I don't go much in visions. We'll see what happens. When we hit Iran, we'll know for sure that he saw the United States being dumped out of the back of a dump truck, like just boom, just dumped out, no good, finished. He saw that in a vision. Now, what I don't know what that meant at the time. I still don't know what it means exactly. But I do know that Iran has a weapon now that we do not know about as of yet. And it's going to be something that is going to surprise the world, I do believe. From the sources I have, it's going to be big. And even they don't know the exact details of it yet. So just keep your eyes open. If we hit Iran, I think we're going to see the Middle East explode and maybe the world.
Well, Joe was talking about Dmitry's prophecies. Down on that list of the countries are Russia, China, Iran, Venezuela, North Korea, and two others that they couldn't, neither one of them, Dmitry or Henry Gruber, couldn't remember. And if Steve Quayle is right, those two countries are Germany and France. They've been playing both sides of this thing. Well, we all have. They all have been playing both sides of it from the beginning.
Well, back when I was naive,
they're dealing with Russia to get the energy and do that, and they're dealing with the United States to get the military stuff.
I agree.
And now they're all going for it.
Well, I know that back when I was naive enough to think that the United States was just nearly perfect, I didn't look into the facts. I didn't think about our corrupt leaders being so corrupt. I just thought we were the good guys. It was easier to get along then. I mean, it's easier. I mean, you know, we were good, and that's all there was to it. Once I started realizing the truth back in the early 90s, right after we pulled out of Nam, deserted people there like we did in Afghanistan, started realizing something not right here. After the Randy Weaver incident, I realized that. After Waco, I realized it. By the time I got into it and understood it all, a lot more of it, I realized America was actually probably the baddest boy on the block. And I don't mean in a good way. Well, Jan, I got to jump another call here, but thanks. Anything else you want to say?
No, just, you know, hang on to your hat. I sent you an email. Did you get it about what Steve Quayle said about the monetary collapse?
I got that, yes.
Never heard him say a date. Never heard him ever give a date for anything. But he gave a date for that.
I got that. There's a lot of things coming together now that, well, the further we get into time, the easier it is to see. It's like putting together a puzzle. With each piece, it makes more sense. It does.
Every day is a fight with our Christianity, and we have to keep getting closer to God. It's going to get a whole lot tougher to do what God tells us to do.
I agree. Well, thanks for the call, sweetheart. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Let's go to Alabama and talk to George. George, come on in. Are you there, George? I don't hear George. We lost George. George, call back, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And George, call back if you can. We've got a couple minutes left here. Call back and talk to us. And, folks, I know that when I – listen, I am 76 years old. If anyone has failed as a Christian many times – I feel like Paul, I was chief of Saul Center, sometimes I still mess it up. But I want to serve our Father. I want to serve our Savior. And we've compromised so much in so many different ways. Today in our so-called churches, God can't hear our prayers. He can't. We no longer truly serve Him. We talk about it, but our heart's not with Him. When you walk into a sanctuary of a so-called church, and they look like they're coming right off the street with the Levi's or the holes all the way up to the rear end, and they look just like they come off the streets. They're bringing food and drink into the sanctuary, and yet they call themselves Christians. There's something wrong with that. I'm sorry, folks. It's Bible. I can't help it. We act like walking into God's house and worship Him is a casual thing. Just walk into it. Just don't worry about it. Don't bring any reverence with you. Don't bring any respect into the house. Just live like you do. Just act like you do in the world. That's not what the book says. All right, let's try George in New Hampshire. George, come on in. Welcome.
And George for another, huh, Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Pastor, I was going to tell you that when I heard about abortion, I said, well, I'd never do it. And I said, I can't follow these people around who are going to commit it. But you know something? I can see now that it was my fault as well. But remember you had those pictures that you were putting into books and other things they showed in a Buddha. Can you get more of them? I'd be happy to send you whatever it costs, reimburse you, but I mean, I'm just wondering if you might have a source for more.
I will check on that. I haven't seen him for a while, but I will try to find some more.
All right. I know you probably got another call, so I'll let you
go.
But
actually,
hey,
I don't. George, I didn't call back from Alabama yet. But I'll try to find some more, though. Thanks for asking. I'll find some more if I can.
Pastor.
God bless you, friend. Thank you. Folks, down about the last 30, 40 seconds. Again, don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to bring on Dustin Nemos, another truth teller. Then on Wednesday night, Diana Ketterman discussing Ohio laws, which will, if this is enforced, have every believer, every Christian murdered, beheaded, if you will, perhaps, and put to death for blasphemy against God, the so-called Jewish God. And let's understand this, folks, and let's get it out of the way. Jews in the Bible cursed themselves with the blood of Christ and their children. They hate Christians. They hate Christ. Not all of them. Not the true Jews, but many of them do. Back after the break. We love you, folks. See you tomorrow night. Lord willing. Bye-bye.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.